I'm Beth Hover, a member of the board for Our Community Cares volunteer organization, and you're in tune to 90.7 FM, WGXC, Accra.
Network, this is the news. This is the network. This is the news. This is the network. Network.
I'm Tom Rowe in Accra, and you've tuned into the WGXC Morning Show. And we're about to hear the results of the elections that ended yesterday, congressional elections, gubernatorial elections. There's ballot issues and more. Stay tuned for that in just a moment. We'll also hear on the WGXC Morning Show what movies are playing locally from Amanda Lees and Jenny Getty from the Dim the Lights with Jenny and Amanda show. We'll also hear an interview with performer and artist Lisa Giardini about her Capital Region show this weekend, and we'll hear the national headlines from the Public News Service and the local Better Weather and the Catskill Maker Syndicate. And it all starts after Jason Martin from Troy has finished singing this song. Then it's time to hear the results of the election on the WGXC Morning Show. Stay tuned.
This is the network. This is the news. This is the network. Network. This is the news. This is the network. This is the news. This is the network. Network.
And the moon turns to blood. A stream runs through. And the moon turns to blood. This is the network. Network. And the moon turns to blood. A stream runs through. And the moon turns to blood. This is the network. Network.
This is the news.
This is the network.
Friday, November 11th, tune in or turn out to the Avalon Lounge in Catskill. Performances from Sky Furrows, Boulet, and Doubles. Sky Furrows is fronted by poet Karen Schomer from Columbia County. The rest of the band hails from Albany. Boulet is Wednesday Knudsen and Clark Griffin of Pigeons, who hail from Austerlitz. And then the band Doubles is from Kingston. So a triple Hudson Valley bill, Friday, November 11th, at the Avalon Lounge in Catskill. WGXC will have a live web stream at WGXC.org. Click on the Listen button and scroll down to find the extra web stream. From 8 to 11 p.m., Friday, November 11th, turn out to the Avalon Lounge in Catskill to see and hear Sky Furrows, Boulet, and Doubles, or tune in at WGXC.org.
WGXC underwriting support has been provided by Dedicated Presentation Solutions. Allow DPS to turn your audiovisual how-do-eyes into here's-how-you-cans. Visit dedicatedpresentation.com or call 845-475-8465 for more information. Dedicated Presentation Solutions, your audiovisual partner.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Cochrane Media of Cairo, New York. WGXC's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. You too can become a sustaining supporter by going to wgxc.org/donate. thank you for your support.
I'm Tom Rowe in Accra with the results of the election today on Wednesday, November 9th, as we know what the results are so far. Democrats did well, except for several congressional elections where Republicans flipped two Hudson Valley districts, and voters in Catskill overturned the town board and voted to allow cannabis lounges. Here are the results. New York Governor Democrat Kathy Hochul, the incumbent, beat Republican Lee Zeldin to become New York's first elected female governor. Many news organizations called the election for Hochul, who gave a victory speech where she said,
"I want to speak directly to New Yorkers. Tonight, you made your voices heard loud and clear. And you made me the first woman ever elected to be the governor of the state of New York."
But Zeldin, who voted against certifying the 2020 presidential election results, would not concede, saying, quote, "We have been crushing the election day vote across the entire state," unquote, and that, quote, "It's going to be a little frustrating for members of the media," unquote, to not call the race just yet. Zeldin also said,
"We still have a lot of work to do. The first step is watching all these votes come in over the course of these next couple of hours, especially all over Long Island. These are election day votes. Painting New York red. And enjoy the open bar and enjoy watching the results."
For Massachusetts Governor, Democrat Mara Healey was declared the winner early in the evening by the Associated Press over Republican Jeff Deal. Healey becomes the first female governor in Massachusetts history and the nation's first openly lesbian governor. For New York Attorney General, Democrat Letitia James, the incumbent, defeated Republican Michael Henry by roughly 54% to 46%. For New York Comptroller, Democrat Thomas DiNapoli, the incumbent, defeated Republican Paul Rodriguez by a margin close to 57% to 43%. For U.S. Senate, Democrat Chuck Schumer was declared winner early in the evening by the Associated Press over Republican Joe Pinion by about 56% to 43%. Schumer was majority leader in the U.S. Senate, and the early results indicated he may keep that post. In the congressional elections, in New York 18, Democrat Pat Ryan led Republican Colin Schmidt by about 2,000 votes, with 90% of precincts reporting, and absentee ballots still outstanding in an exceptionally close race that may decide control of the House of Representatives. In the New York 19 district, Republican Mark Molinaro led Democrat Josh Riley by about 6,000 votes, with 95% of the votes reported. Molinaro appeared to have an insurmountable lead. Riley refused to concede, saying,
"We're going to make sure every voice is heard, every vote is counted. I really, really appreciate you all coming out tonight, and let's stay the course, and I love you all so much. Thank you all so much. Very much appreciate it."
In New York 20, Democrat Paul Tonko, the incumbent, defeated Republican Liz Joy by about 55 to 45%. In New York 21, Republican Elise Stefanik, the incumbent, defeated Democrat Matt Castelli with 58% of the vote to 42% for Castelli. Stefanik, who voted against certifying the 2020 presidential election results, spoke after announcing her victory.
"You all know this. Our country is in crisis under single-party, far-left Democrat rule in both Washington and Albany, but help is on the way."
Castelli also spoke after conceding defeat.
"To strengthen our resolve and our commitment to this American experiment going forward, we have to showcase the strength of our willingness to accept the results of elections even when we don't like them. And as I wish Congresswoman Stefanik congratulations in her victory, it comes with an important and stark reminder that this office does not belong to her. It belongs to us."
In the state Senate, in the 41st District, Democrat Michelle Hinchey, with 72,149 votes, defeated Republican Sue Serino with 65,599. Both were incumbents, but forced to face each other because of redistricting. In the 43rd District, Republican Jake Ashby leads Democrat Andrea Smith with 60,837 votes, or 51.32%, to 53,967 votes for Smith at 45.52%. In the State Assembly, 106th District, Democrat Dede Barrett, the incumbent, got 29,766 votes, or 54%, to Republican Brandon Gaylord's 25,298 votes, about 46%. in the 102nd District. Republican incumbent Chris Tagg leads Democrat Nicholas Chase 33,661 to 18,701. The statewide Environmental Bond Act passed by a wide margin, and the Catskill cannabis permissive referendum yes vote got 39.28%, and the no vote got 60.72%. The no wins with a citizen initiative overturning the town of Catskill's board's decision against cannabis lounges. The lounges will now be allowed because of this vote. Go to the WGXC newsroom at WGXC.org for more election information and other news.
Hey, man, I haven't seen you around for a while. Where you been? You know, I just been woodshedding. Oh, yeah, where's that? Oh, out in the woodshed. Oh, cool, dude, cool. What you working on? Oh, you want to check it out? Yeah, I got it on my mini disc player. Oh, yeah, let me hear it. Yeah, that's something I've been working on out in the woodshed. Oh, yeah, I like that sound, man. Hold on, let me play you something I got on my new DAT. Yeah, it's a DAT player. I've been working on it outside in the garage. Hold on, let me get it for you. Okay, put your headphones into this magic. Oh, that sounds eerily similar, but I really like it. Yeah, hopefully we can play together sometime so we can gang up on some serious power chords. Like this one? What about this one? Yeah, I like that one. We'll see you around, man. Battlefield Earth. Every Tuesday night from 10 p.m. till midnight. Tune in.
Hello and welcome to the better weather for Wednesday, November 9th. Local early morning temperatures range from 20 degrees in Pittsfield to 35 in High Falls. Regional average soil temperature is 48 degrees. Snow falls 1,000 miles away north of Lake Superior today. Although, this morning it feels like it could fall here too. It's going to be cold until around 9 or 10. This afternoon will be cool, hitting a high of 52 at 3 p.m. Overnight temperatures fall to 36 degrees, then pop back up to 65 degrees tomorrow afternoon. A gentle 48 degrees overnight takes us into a rainy Friday with a high of 63. Overnight, rain continues and it actually gets a little warmer, topping out at 65. But then it brings some hard wind gusts with it. Saturday, rain tapers off and we hit 63 degrees again. Today's tide schedule is high tide at 3:06 a.m., low tide at 9:30 a.m., high tide again at 3:22 p.m., then low tide once again at 10:13 p.m. Today's river temperature will be 55 degrees and the tide strength will be high. Sunset today will be at 5:28 p.m. Sunrise tomorrow will be at 7:34 a.m. Looking way up, we see chances are at 20% for M and 10% for X-class solar flares today. Solar wind speed is currently 353 kilometers per second at a scarce 1.5 protons per milliliter. Radio propagation conditions are currently terrible till dark with fair conditions below 8 megahertz overnight. The 24-hour predicted KP index is 3. Quiet. The current sunspot number is 85. And this has been The Better Weather, brought to you by the Catskill Makers Syndicate.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Lynn Sloniker of Hudson, New York. WGXC's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. You too can become a sustaining supporter by going to wgxc.org/donate and designating an amount of your choosing. Thank you for your support.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1. situation, Captain.
This is Cheryl Kay, host of Situation Fluxus on WGXC, 90.7 FM, listener-supported radio for open ears in upstate New York. The show is a weekly one-hour program focused on jazz and improvised music, news, radio, conversations, and more that airs on Thursdays at 10 a.m. and Fridays at 4 a.m. To contact us about Situation Fluxus, thejazzdisturbance at gmail.com or info at wgxc.org. Keep tuned in to 90.7 FM, wavefarm.org/listen, tune in, and on the Wavefarm radio app on your smartphone. Our website is wgxc.org.
One speeding ticket, Columbia County.
Columbia County, everybody gets speeding tickets. How else do they pay for the roads to get plowed in the winter?
Thank you.
Amanda. Hi.
Let's talk about what's in the movies right now, in the movie theaters right now.
Theaters.
Jenny, you want to start us off?
I'd love to start. Let me tell you about what's playing at the Crandall Theater over in Chatham. So we have Don't Worry, Darling, The Good House, Bros, The Woman King, Carmen, Tar, Triangle of Sadness, Ticket to Paradise, Decision to Leave, and a special screening of The Polar Express. And some of those are upcoming. So if you would like to know about specific showtimes, head on over to crandalltheater.org to find out those very specific timings.
Lovely. I'm going to tell you about what's in the Wyndham Theater in Wyndham, New York. We have Wakanda Forever, the new Black Panther movie, Ticket to Paradise, and Black Adam. And you can find out more about showtimes at WyndhamTheater.com. That's WyndhamTheater.com.
Every time I hear the name Black Adam, I think that it's Blackadder, the TV show with Mr. Bean. For a second, and then I'm like, wait. I'm like, oh no, okay.
Can you imagine if they were doing screenings?
Like for like a good 5 seconds after you said it, I was like, wait. It's like, oh no, okay.
I went.
That's
I
the
wish.
Movie with the Rock. Yeah, never mind. All right. Oh. So let me tell you about what's playing at the Upstate Cinemas, starting with the one in Rhinebeck. We have Lone Wolves with director Blake Zeff. We also have, so sorry to Blake Zeff, took me a second there. We also have Tar, and we have The Banshees of Inisherin. And then over at the Upstate Cinemas in Saugerties, we have Armageddon Time, The Source Family, Till, Triangle of Sadness, and Ticket to Paradise. And for those specific showtimes, you can head on over to upstatefilms.org.
Amazing. I'm going to tell you about what's playing in Hudson at the Spotlight Cinema, otherwise known as the 8-Screen Theater, that's on Fairview Avenue. We have Till, Terrifier 2, Pray for the Devil, Ticket to Paradise, Black Adam, Lyle Crocodile, Smile, and Halloween Ends. Still. you can find out more about showtimes at spotlightcinemas.com.
That's beautiful. Did you even, I'm so sorry. Oh I really gosh, messed yeah, up. I messed TSL. Up our order. Yeah.
No, it's okay. I'm new to the New York Times crossword. They were having a
were
sale.
Were you looking at the crossword puzzle just now?
No, I was not. Okay. I was not, but I was oh right. I was right before we went on air and I'm here. I'm present. I am so present.
I mean, I'm so glad that you're in the crossword puzzle soup with me.
Yeah, they got me. They got NYT got me with their sale.
Dude, yeah.
All right. So at TSL, Time Space Limited in Hudson, New York, our wonderful independent theater, we have now playing Cat Daddies, Hopper, An American Love Story, Triangle of Sadness, Mirror, which is an Andre Tarkovsky movie. And that's what's playing right now, but they do have a very, very beefy schedule. So I encourage you to head over to timeandspace.org to check it out. I really want to see Triangle of Sadness.
Me too. I hear it's great. I hear it's yeah, really it funny.
Looks really fun.
Yeah.
No idea what Cat Daddies is. I'm looking at the poster right now. It's looks like a white man wearing a ball cap looking at like Monument Valley. And we're viewing him from the back and he has a backpack on with a chubby little cat.
Yeah. I actually also know I've seen that poster as well. Cause I looked at TSL's calendar on Friday and was like, Cat Daddies.
Yeah.
Cat Daddies are here.
What it says is a heartwarming and tender portrait of a diverse group of men whose lives have been forever changed by their love of cats. Cat Daddies takes us on an inspiring journey across the United States during the challenging early days of the COVID-19 pandemic when people desperately needed hope and companionship. So, men who love cats, this one's for you.
You know, it sounds sweet. I don't think I'll be seeing it.
This is a movie for men, so.
You're right. I'm so sorry. Oh, boy.
Next, we have an interview from
WOOC.
To learn more about this program, the Sanctuary for Independent Media, visit us online at mediasanctuary.org.
Hi, my name is Lisa Giardini. I am a language tutor by day and a performance artist here and there. And I also love to crochet amigurumi, which are cute critters and such. I also really, really love to travel and would love to see as much of the world as I humanly can.
Welcome to Hudson Mohawk Magazine.
Thank you.
What strikes me in the way that you introduced yourself is you kind of went into the touch, the hearing, the seeing. You kind of went through all the senses there in the way that you described yourself. So that is very much of a creative. You've already introduced yourself as a creative. So
definitely feel like a creative. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Wonderful. And I'd love to dive a little bit deeper into the performance aspect of your work. You have an upcoming performance that we will get to shortly. And performance art can have a lot of expressions. So how would you describe your performance art, and why is this the expression that you gravitated towards?
I would describe my performance as storytelling primarily, because storytelling for me is just vital. I think everyone has a story to tell about their own lives, and nobody else can tell it better than that particular person. So I find that to be extremely important. And I also really love dancing. So I always dance in my performances. And I started doing some singing because I enjoy singing. It's not because I have ever had any training, really, but I just enjoy it. So yes. And I've also do a little bit, sometimes I like to put in a little comedy work, or once I did a puppet show. Sometimes I play the violin. So yeah, I like to put a lot of different performance medias together to keep it varied and entertaining.
So coming up, you have your third one-woman performance. It's called Up in the Air. This will take place at the Arts Center of the Capital Region on November 9th and 10th. What is this performance about?
So this performance kind of evolved. I thought it was going to be just about letting go in general, but specifically it's letting go of those things that no longer serve you in your life. And for me specifically, that seems to be perfectionism. Mm-hmm. And so I focuses a bit on that, and then encouraging people to do what it is that they really want in their life.
Is it because of your art form that you have addressed this aspect of you, and this is your way of like self-therapy, kind of through something that you felt like you wanted to work on in yourself?
Well, the beautiful thing about performing is that it is a process, and in the process, with I think any creative activity, you learn so much about yourself. And so even through writing it and then rehearsing it, you start to realize what is important and when things are just kind of superficial, or you get to the meat of what you're trying to say. So it is part of the process itself, if that makes any sense.
So your previous one-woman shows were My Naked Life and Love You So Much. What were the things that you addressed in these pieces?
So My Naked Life, I gave it a kind of provocative title because someone said, oh, you'll attract more attention. But it did actually seem to fit a lot because it was my first show and I was exposing who I was, what my fears were, what things that I experienced when I was a child that were unpleasant, but I think that people could relate to. For example, being criticized or said, don't be a prima donna, don't act out or something, don't act like you're all that, right? So it was putting those things out there, things that people might not normally talk about. And so it was really this feeling of vulnerability that was really what I talked about in the first show. And in the second show, something that's also really important to me, it's about love, obviously. Love you so much. And there were different stories about all kinds of loves in my life, from my grandmother and how she loved us by providing food, lots and lots of lovely food to us, to having crushes that were unrequited, not returned, to my marriage and divorce and such like that. So yes, and everything that you could think of that had to do with love. And then coming to the at the end, realizing, oh, I love myself. And that is really the most important thing.
Yeah, that's a really great place to end in that spectrum of love. What motivates you to create more work?
That's a good question. I think it's the fact that I enjoy being on stage. I do like the attention. The process itself can be really agonizing because I often have this negative voice saying, oh, you know, what can you say that hasn't been said before in a million ways? But then I realize that nobody else can speak my voice. So there's not going to be any identical voice to mine out there. And I just feel this real need to let people know how important it is to do something that they really love and that they're maybe very afraid to do, just to go out and do it. And so many people will say to me, oh my gosh, I can't believe you did that. You know, got up on stage. It's like, I could never do that. You know, recently a friend told me, I couldn't even get on stage to introduce you. So it's just to really, I think, to make a long story short, too late, it's really to inspire other people. That's something that really motivates me.
So perhaps you already answered this question, but how has performance work changed you as a person?
Yeah, so it's definitely had me come to terms with issues like perfectionism. And I've really have a difference of perspective now of what a show needs to be like. I think in the beginning, I was thinking it has to be very polished. You can't see any cracks. Everything is just perfect. And now I realize that it's more about the passion and just being in the moment and sharing, you know, your enthusiasm with other people. And in that vulnerability, people can connect better. I think it's easier for them than if they're like, oh boy, you know, she's too perfect. I could never do that. And I'm kind of a little worried because people keep saying, oh, I can't get on stage, but I'm not saying you need to get on stage, but just to do something that you really want to do, that you're a little afraid to do.
This performance is coming up in the air at the Arts Center of the Capital Region, November 9th and 10th. What else should listeners know about this performance?
Yeah, so there are going to be two performances a day at 3 p.m. and 7 p.m. on both Wednesday and Thursday. Yeah, just encourage people to come. I think they will enjoy it and be inspired, hopefully, and maybe it might kick off some creativity in their own life.
What other artists and performers in the Capital Region inspire you at the moment?
I would say Erin Hargs. She's both a comedian and a singer, and she's very passionate in the way she sings and performs. And I would also say Ritz-Carlton, just because the nerve of him doing this act as a 70s lounge singer, it's hysterical, it's over the top, and I think it must feel very risky, but really great at the same time.
Lisa Giardini, it's been wonderful having you on Hudson Mohawk Magazine.
Thank you so much for having me.
Thank you.
That interview was from
WOOC.
To learn more about this program, the Sanctuary for Independent Media, visit us online at mediasanctuary.org.
While you was gone, you must have done a lot of favors.
got a whole lot of things I don't think that you could ever have paid for. While you've been busy crying about my past mistakes, I've been busy trying to make a change. And now I made a change.
dust my feathers with his hair. Feel his ghost breathing down my back. I will try, no, whatever I try. I will be gone, but not forever. I will try. Real truth about it is we're all supposed to
was Songs Ohio with Farewell Transmission on the radio at 90.7 FM. That was Gil Theerthrall with Wichita Lineman and the Folsom Prison Blues from his Country Moog album. That was Perry and Kingsley with Baroque Hoedown from their Computer in Love record.